Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 30-27 opening day loss at Pittsburgh, and it's brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. It was a tale of two halves at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh in week number one of the NFL football season. The first half belonged to the Pittsburgh Steelers as they came out and dominated the Cleveland Browns, leading at halftime 27-3. The Steelers did whatever they wanted to on offense against the Browns defense, racking up 364 total yards, 274 of those through the air as Ben Roethlisberger was spreading the ball around to Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton dumping it off to running back Le'Veon Bell, Heath Miller with a few grabs, and the Steelers able to move up and down the field at will and rack up 27 first half points. You had touchdown catches from Brown and Bell for the Steelers, LeGarrette Blount with a touchdown run, a couple of field goals by Sean Sweesum, and the Steelers dominated the first half, led 27-3 at halftime, and it looked like this one was going to be a blowout. Then something changed in the locker room and then on the field in the second half. Not sure what the Steelers did. Maybe they had some pizza, some hot dogs, some beer. We're looking ahead to Thursday night's matchup already with the Baltimore Ravens because they came out flat and there was a lack of focusness, Jim Tomey term there, for the Steelers in the second half, and the Browns took advantage of it. They made some halftime adjustments. Kyle Shanahan, Mike Pettin and company, give them credit. Team could have rolled over and died. Instead, they came out, they fought, they went up tempo, no huddle, and they started clicking on offense. Brian Hoyer spreading the ball around. The Browns did a great job of running the football in the second half and for the game, and a lot of it in the second half was without Ben Tate, who left the game with a knee injury. That meant rookie Terrence West and undrafted rookie Isaiah Crowell to do the damage. Crowell with two touchdowns, and West ended up with 100 yards in the game. So the Browns down 27-3 at halftime, come all the way back to tie the game at 27-all with 11:15 to go in the fourth quarter when Travis Benjamin caught a pass from Brian Hoyer in the end zone. Billy Cundiff's extra point was good, and we were all tied at 27, and it looked like this could be one of the greatest comebacks in Cleveland Browns history, and to do it at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh against the Steelers on opening day could have set the tone for the entire season. And then in the fourth quarter, in the final 11 minutes and 15 seconds, both teams struggled on offense to move the football, and a couple of key plays in the fourth quarter for me that stood out. You had one play where the Steelers faked a punt, and it gained a first down for Pittsburgh. They didn't score on that drive, but it flipped the field position, and that was a huge play for the Steelers as they went with the fake punt as Justin Gilbert, who did not have a good first game, rookie number one pick by the Browns, he did not cover the outside man on the punt. That's who they threw it to, and Pittsburgh picked up a first down and gained some valuable yards. That was a huge play in this game. Another big play occurred on special teams for the Browns with about 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and that's when the Browns were forced to punt, and I thought it was the right call. They could have went for a long field goal. It would have been about a 53-yard field goal for Billy Cundiff to give the Browns a 30-27 lead, but Mike Pettin elected not to go for the long field goal because if Cundiff misses it, Pittsburgh then gets great field position, so I had no problem with Pettin punting the football, and it almost worked to perfection. Spencer Lanning with a great punt, a sand wedge that hit it about the 3-yard line, should have been down at the 3, 2, or 1-yard line, but Christian Kirksey, the rookie linebacker, landing on the goal line with the football. So instead of the Steelers getting the ball at the 1-yard line, it was a touchback, and it brought it out to the 20-yard line. Pittsburgh moved into Cleveland territory, and then they had a horrible decision. On 3rd and 1, they elected to run LeGarrette Blount up the middle. The Browns defense stopped them, and Pittsburgh was forced to punt. But then Kyle Shanahan, not sure what he was thinking here after having a great second half up to this point with about 2 minutes to go in the game. They're at their own 20-yard line, and they called 3 consecutive pass plays when the strength in the second half was really running the football. In fact, the Browns in the second half with 121 yards on the ground, And on first down, you run it, gain a few yards, see where you're at, and then maybe throw the football. Instead, Kyle Shanahan and the Browns elect to throw it on three consecutive plays at their own 20-yard line, and Hoyer was sacked on the first play, a six-yard loss as he was hit and dropped by Cameron Hayward. Then Hoyer's pass fell incomplete to Hawkins on second down, and then Hoyer with a short pass to Hawkins, and it lost 5 yards, so the Browns went backwards, were forced to punt out of their own end zone, and Spencer Lanning hit a nice punt, 48-yarder, but the Steelers with good field position at the 43-yard line of Pittsburgh with 47 seconds left, and Ben Roethlisberger does what he does best. Engineers late game, fourth quarter comeback drives, and he did this one with 47 seconds left. He took the Steelers down to the 24-yard line with 5 seconds left as Justin Gilbert was beat on consecutive plays by Marcus Wheaton, one for 11 yards, the other for 20 yards. As we said, Gilbert, not a good debut for the Browns. They were able to spike the ball with 5 seconds left, and then Sean Sweezum from 41 yards out. As the buzzer sounded, the gun went off, the game was over. 30-27, the Steelers avoid a disastrous loss as they come back and win it on the final play of the game, 30-27. So, as we said in the open, a tale of two halves. The Steelers dominant in the first half. The Browns actually were dominant in the second half, but in the end, Ben Roethlisberger improves now to 18-1 against the Cleveland Browns. Just an amazing record against the Browns. And Pittsburgh, as they always seem to do, they find a way to beat Cleveland. Now, is there something out of this game that the Browns should take away and feel good about? Yes. Terrence West, Ben Tate, Isaiah Crowell ran the ball very well. 173 yards between the three of those guys and two touchdowns on the ground. I thought the Browns' O-line and D-line played very well in the second half. The receivers, they were okay. Still no big game threat there, no deep play threat with the Browns wide receivers. But in the second half, Andrew Hawkins, he finishes the game, 8 receptions, 87 yards. He did all right. Jordan Cameron got hurt again. Can he ever stay healthy? If he could, he'd be such a weapon. 2 catches for 47 yards. You had the touchdown grab by Travis Benjamin. Brian Hoyer actually played pretty well in the second half. As we said, the O-line, the D, it was a good second half and some positive things to build off of for the Cleveland Browns. But in the end, as Mike Pettine said after the game, this is a win-loss business, and we failed because we didn't win the game, and it's good to hear the coach think about it that way, talk about it that way. And I thought Pettine, for his first game on the sidelines, did a solid job as the head coach. They made the halftime adjustments, and I thought the punt late in the game was the right call to make there, so I didn't really have a problem with anything that Pettine did in this game, other than maybe what were they doing before the game, what was the game plan coming into it. That would probably be the one thing I would ask Mike Pettine about as far as what went wrong and was it the game plan coming in, but then they made the adjustments at halftime. So in the end, the Browns fall on a field goal at the buzzer, at the gun. Final play of the game. Browns lose it in Pittsburgh, 30-27. There's your instant analysis, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.